Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Responsibly.
All right, we're back on a Monday. It is November 3rd here on the Daily Dip. I'm Chelsea Messenger. He's Denton Day filling in for Jenks today. So, Denton, to carry on the negative vibes of the show, I, for one, am very sad that baseball season is officially over. What a World Series we had. And, you know, I'm a baseball gal, so, like, it hurts even more because, like, this is what I bet on throughout the week. And now I have to switch gears to basketball, which, you know, that I am not a huge fan of betting on basketball. It's not that I have, you know, an issue against the NBA. It's just tougher to bet on. But there's, like, I think, like, 100 college basketball games. So let me ask you, does it clear some of the baseball sadness when you know that college basketball is on the horizon?
Yes and no. I wait, you know, college basketball in particular, I wait until January before I really dive in. Because some of these teams, I got to figure out who's playing on these teams. Because I can maintain the transfer portal knowledge in college football, but you got college basketball in there. And I only got so much, I know my head big, I only got so much bandwidth in this brain that's in this massive noggin on my shoulders. With the NBA, though, I can get into it a little bit. You're telling me Hoops Messenger isn't ready to lock in?
Ah, well, remember, that was a sarcastic nickname. I am not quite ready to lock in, just simply from this standpoint. Anytime you start a new sport, the sample size from which you can pull from is just smaller. No matter what sport is, it's just tougher at the start of season, especially for college basketball, because you talk about how you don't know some of the transfers. I feel like most of the coaches don't even know the rotations yet. Like, they're trying out new guys. Like, and that used to be the case at, like, Kentucky and some of the blue blood programs that had the one and dones, but now it's everywhere. So it's one of those things where the coaches themselves sometimes don't even know what to expect from these rosters. So why would I want to bet on it? Like, I feel like the only angle there is that, okay, you take, like, the volatile teams. Like, maybe a team that doesn't have great preseason expectations, but you say, hey, they added some great guys. Maybe there's something to be had there, but it just feels like there is too much volatility in college hoops right now for me to want to bet on it.
It's so much. Yeah, there was a point in my life in the very early stages of gambling being legal in the state of Virginia where college basketball was far and away my biggest moneymaker because it was very easy to keep up. I was doing it every single day. But now that I don't do that, and that was kind of pre-transfer portal craziness, it's just so difficult. And you're right. When coaches don't know what they're doing, what am I going to be able to do? And why would I put my money on something, you know, in the early stages where the coaches are still trying to figure it out? So I wait till January before I dive deep into college basketball.
Well, and there's more trends to pull from. You know, there's more ammo for your arguments when you talk about, like, your best bets, because I'm not somebody who's going to come on here and, like, play on gut feeling. I will say, in the later stages of a season, sometimes you can use the eye test, like in the World Series. Like, a lot of that I wasn't pulling from stats that said, oh, you know, the Dodgers are this on the road, and, like, the Blue Jays have these numbers at home, simply because it was, like, one team versus another, and you can't pull on regular season stats. And, like, look at the Blue Jays. And some of those, you know, the players that had big World Series that kind of came out of nowhere. Like, Ernie Clement is a zero-time All-Star, and now he has the record for most hits in a single postseason. So that's part of the reason why this World Series was just so amazing. And I understand a lot of people look at the World Series and they say, hey, the World Series itself was amazing, but I just wish the scriptwriters could have changed the ending. So let me ask you, Dim. I feel like I was heartbroken for Blue Jays fans, and I'm not going to lie. I feel like the Blue Jays, although they are in Canada, were kind of America's team. Did you have your heart broken when the Blue Jays lost the World Series to the Dodgers?
No, because guess who after game one put a massive wager on the Dodgers to win the series? This guy. Toronto wins that game, and I think the series line coming into it was what? Minus 220 to plus 180. When Toronto won game one, I got the Dodgers minus 110 to win the series. And I'm like, I'm not getting a better price than this for the rest of the way. So I jumped on that one. I was probably the only person in the country that's not in Los Angeles that was like, please, Yamamoto, get Vladdy out. Get Springer out. Get Varsha. Get all of these guys out. I was the villain. But it was fun. I thought when Vladdy cracked the fly out, you know, we can't see. Like, in the stadium, I'm sure you had an idea. But on the television, we can't see. When he cracked that fly out, just judging based off of the sound of the bat, I thought it was over. I was like, that's a great crack. Everyone in this stadium kind of does the... I thought he hit it out of the park. If anyone was going to walk it off for Toronto, I wanted it to be Vladdy, and I thought he did it then. But when he didn't do it then, I was like, I don't know that they have enough to withstand this going further and further and further, because the Dodgers are so good.
Right, but the Blue Jays were just as good. Like, that's the crazy part to me, is that we have this narrative, and we have this narrative going into the World Series that I feel like it still needs to be pointed out. The Blue Jays were underdogs in every single game of the World Series, and it took extra innings of Game 7 for the Dodgers to close it out. So I understand now, as we sit on a Monday, a lot of the sports radio talk is going to be, oh, is it dynasty talk for the Dodgers? I mean, maybe. But, like, it wasn't especially easy for them to win that World Series. Like, Dave Roberts didn't even say this in his press conference, and I thought it was kind of disrespectful. But he was like, well, we have a great team roster. I was like, dude, it took extra innings. It's not like you cakewalked to this World Series win. So I don't know what series he was watching, but it was one for the ages. Do you think it's an overreaction to say this is one of the best World Series we've had in our lifetimes?
No, not at all. I mean, the only thing better, I feel like, than a Game 7 in any capacity is a Game 7 that either goes into overtime or extra innings, because then everyone is on the edge of their seat. And then on top of that, it takes place on a Saturday. On top of that, even more, there's a massive amount of people in the country that can't watch anything on ESPN. So even if they maybe weren't going to watch the World Series, they now have to watch the World Series because they're subscribed to YouTube TV and are not going to pay the $30 extra for the ESPN app. There were so many different factors that I thought played into this that elevated it. And then if you want to get even further up the mountain, you have this crazy performance by a pitcher in Yamamoto where he looks like he's not even a real human being. He's just an android. I mean, the idea, I don't know that regular people, like, I never played baseball. That's the one sport I never really got into. I don't know that regular people can understand how crazy it is that he went 6 innings one day and came back and did 2 2/3 literally the next day, 24 hours later.
Well, he's the first pitcher in World Series history to record 3 wins in a World Series since 2001 when Randy Johnson did it. That is elite company to do something that's really, really impressive, and to do it in 2 different ways where you start a game, you throw a complete game, which by itself is bananas, then you start another game and you stave off elimination and you help your team win that game, and then you come in a relief role That is showing so many different skills.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
As a pitcher and to do it all with everything on the line, that's exactly what you want from your World Series MVP.
It's so crazy, too, that they now have Yamamoto and Ohtani for years. Yeah, that's what I think what fuels this dynasty talk, because those guys are locked up. Like, you don't need to go spend more money. They will spend more money. They'll find a way to spend more money this offseason. But you don't, like, Betts is locked up for forever. Freddie Freeman is locked up for a few more years. Ohtani is locked up for the rest of his career. And then Yamamoto likely isn't going to leave at any point either, because when that contract does come up, you'll just sign him to a longer contract and it'll be fine. So you have this great core that's now together for, at the very worst, the next 3 years. That feels, you know, borderline unfair. Like, they're already massive favorites for 2026, and don't be betting World Series futures for 2026 now, people. Just don't do that. We use that as a benchmark and a gauge. But I don't know how you're going to put together a roster that'll be able to best them for years to come. Because the crazy thing about this, Chelsea, is it felt like their pitching wasn't all that good for a majority of the year, because they were so hurt. Mm-hmm. And they just got good at the right time.
Well, this is what I think we see from teams that are in that dynasty level of greatness, is that sometimes they sandbag during the regular season. Like, the Golden State Warriors used to do this, where they're like, oh, we'll, you know, scrape across, you know, the regular season. But when the postseason comes around, everybody knows we are going to be a tough out. Same goes with the Kansas City Chiefs, where there's been years where they looked kind of mediocre. And then, you know, the postseason rolls around, and all of a sudden they're sitting in the Super Bowl. So I don't know if the Dodgers win the World Series next year, but, like, they've been in the postseason, it feels like, for, like, what, 12 years in a row? Something crazy like that? So I am going to be very shocked if it's a year where we see the Dodgers, like, you know, not make the playoffs or, you know, be an early exit. But as we saw, like, when we came into this season, everybody saw this roster and they said, who's beating this team? And yet we had one of the best World Series that we've seen in my lifetime. So baseball is a game that sometimes even the best teams can lose to lesser teams. But I don't even want to sit here and say that because it feels like the Blue Jays were not the lesser team. I understand that
great.
We have pegged it as a David and Goliath situation, but like there's big contracts on the Blue Jays as well. Vladdy Jr. making, what, $500 million over his deal? And we had these otherworldly performances, 1 through 9 in the lineup. Like Ernie Clement, like I was talking about earlier, zero-time All-Star, who in the postseason now has the record for the most hits in a single postseason. So it's all these unlikely heroes. And in Game 7, I was thinking to myself, like, I was writing, like, the story that we would talk about. It's like, Mad Max, Max Scherzer, the old guy still got it, out-pitching Ohtani. And it wasn't the case. But, like, think of all the great storylines that we had for the Blue Jays this year. It just feels very cruel that we were built up this great story with Toronto only for them to lose like that.
They rip the rug right out from under you with these mean, nasty Dodgers. I mean, Vladdy, top to bottom in the postseason, I thought he was the best player. In every single series he showed up, he was mashing in every single series. So he was fantastic. Do you think that Max comes back? Because I know there was talk about that after the game where he was like, I want to keep playing. And it was like, my brother in Christ, you're in your 40s now. Like, you might need to scale it back just a little bit. It did feel like, and that's the unfortunate part of this for the Blue Jays, is it felt like they got a lot out of guys that next year will not be able to give that same output just because they're going to get older. Like, I can't imagine they're bringing, you know, Scherzer back in that same capacity. Maybe he does pitch for them next year, but in that same capacity, like, I mean, he started a game 7. Like, I don't know that next year he'll be in a position where he's starting a game 7. That's what kind of makes this, I think, even more painful for the Blue Jays, is that I don't know that they'll be able to get those kind of performances from everybody next year. They're going to have to readjust the roster a little bit, and that's always hard after you have the success that you did this year.
Well, I do think they have some good building blocks from which to work. Like, when you find something like Trey Savage and a 22-year-old that you can build your rotation around, that is a great thing. And I think the question mark that a lot of people have is that, are we going to see, like, great performances from some of these other guys further down the roster? Because, like, of course, Vladdy Jr., like, if he has another big year next year, we're not going to be shocked. Same with Bo Bichette. Same with Dalton Varsho and some of these other guys. But, you know, when you see guys like Alejandro Kirk, who's literally shaped like a potato and signed for $7,000 for his first pro career out of Mexico, and you say, is this repeatable for him to have all these clutch hits? And it just doesn't feel the same as when you look at the Dodgers lineup, and it's just future Hall of Famer after future Hall of Famer. But I will say this. It's not like the Blue Jays captured lightning in a bottle simply in the postseason. They had more regular season wins than the Dodgers.
Right.
So I do think the Blue Jays can fully have a great season yet again. It just feels like the way that they were hitting this postseason, that almost feels like it's not going to be replicated. Because sometimes we see this in baseball. Teams get hot down the stretch. They have lightning in a bottle. And that's what it felt like the offense was for the Blue Jays. Because like you said, their rotation was not one of the best in baseball. Sure, they had some great performances, but if you look at like the names on that roster, it wasn't like a who's who of all these big contracts and like this raw talent. Like Louis Varland was pitching for like the Twins or somebody. It was like an average starter. And then he pitched in like every single game of the postseason for the Blue Jays out of the bullpen. So I hope the Blue Jays are back. But you as a Commanders fan can attest that sometimes you can make it very far and feel like, oh, next year it's going to be just as good. And sometimes things just don't work out.
Hell, me as a Nationals fan can attest. Boy, it's been a rough 6 years since that World Series. How much can we blame BBL Drizzy for this, the Drake curse? He shows up at game 6 and they lose 2 in a row. He can't gamble to save his life. First of all, he's getting investigated and sued for his ability to gamble because the curse is so bad. The man's been on an insane losing streak. Generally speaking, a liar, and it's hard when you prop up liars as your idols. But can BBL Drizzy get blamed for this loss for Toronto?
No. I mean, at the end of the day, you're still playing the Dodgers, who are the best lineup in baseball, who have a $321 million payroll. They have Ohtani, the sports-only unicorn. They have Yamamoto, who had an otherworldly pitching performance. So, yeah, you can blame it on Drake all you want, but I feel like the Dodgers do deserve some credit for winning this, and it wasn't Drake losing it, although I'm sure Blue Jays fans are just hoping to blame somebody right now. All right, coming up next, we crown our MVPs of the weekend as we play MVP Monday. It's next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.